Shravan, I was going to answer some questions, but then I started talking about the Kadasi, and since usually I do the same thing on English and Hungarian, then why don't I continue doing that, which was discuss a little about the glories of following a Kadasi, the benefits, and the obligations of doing so. May not be everywhere in the English-speaking world, but today here in Hungary, it's a Kadasi, and maybe throughout Europe and the UK, I'm sure they know. And as I'm dressing Radha Damodar in the pink and white Kadasi clothes, then today I'm also planning to fast. Fasting everybody does. My fast for the days, I'm just going to drink liquids, and other than that, I'm not eating at all. Main reason for that was that I really felt physically that it would be good not to eat. We're so much of a kitchen religion, we got so much into the habit of eating that and we eat often more opulently than the average person. We're used to that type of life, and that's part of the glories of Krishna consciousness, and may it always stay like that. We are a religion, and we're known for that. On the other hand, even materialistic people, doctors, health-conscious people know that it's good to fast. It's good to go on a fruit fast once or twice a year. It's good sometimes not to eat. In every religion, fasting is there. The Muslims do Ramadan, in which they just don't eat during at all during the day, although they end up fasting at night. And others just eat some type of foods on one day, sometimes some fast on Saturdays, and particularly in Indian tradition, there's all kinds of different fasts. For us, this Ekadasi fast, Srila Prabhupada introduced and told us to follow the minimum standard, which is that you don't eat grains. And to be quite honest, when I was first in Krishna consciousness, you don't eat grains and you only eat once a day, which would usually be then earlier than you did midday, and that was it, one meal a day. That's the general recommended fast, the Kadasi fast, which I'm just trying to remember what age. I just read recently, which in Hari Bhakti Vilas, Sanatana Goswami recommends, I think, children of 8 years, either between 6 and 8 years, that they should also be following that. Otherwise, of course, all children can follow the principle of not eating grains, whether they eat once a day. That may be for those who are older and more brahminical. And then, of course, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he gave us the other end of Ekadasi fast, which is that you don't eat, you don't drink, you don't even accept Jagannath Mahaprasad, and you stay up all night chanting and hearing about Krishna on the Dwadasi. The recommendation is just to have milk products, milk, yogurt, something like that. And then only on the Dwadasi night does actually a person take rest. Some devotees do that still. Some devotees, we actually were doing it. I did it for a few times, that staying up at night. I found that it very much interfered with my ability to do the service the next day. In times or places where that's not a consideration, then yes, that's also a good thing to know, a good thing to get used to doing tapasya. Tapo divya putta kadina sattvam. The more that we are able to incorporate some austerity in our lives, it helps us to control our senses, it helps us to control our mind. It's always recommended. And among austerities, Ekadasi Vrata, it really is high on the list. There are very serious consequences for not observing it. It's glorified in many scriptures. Padma Purana has long section about the glories of Ekadasi. But from my studies, I've seen that practically in all the books, it's mentioned. And for those who don't observe, then there are very serious consequences, which I'm not going to get into just now. What are the hell and brimstone, fire and brimstone consequences of it? But there are, and we should be aware of that. So we should really follow the prata of Ekadasi according to our individual abilities, and that may vary from person to person. For some people, their bodily makeup is such that they cannot fast all day long. Other people, they can do it without batting an eye. But we should do that, and I would suggest this principle of at least if devotees are eating grains only, that they do it once, eat that once a day. That's a very nice, good Ekadasi Vrata. If devotees can dry fast, all glories to them. That's even nicer. Of course, service should be there. But by doing this, what happens? We save time. When we're only eating once a day, then you end up saving at least another hour. But then what should we do with that hour? You know, we're so busy, whether we're doing full-time service in temples or we have our obligation to maintain our families, we're so into working, running here and there. The idea is that on Ekadasi, we spend more time glorifying Krishna. So this is the day for glorifying Hari. And Srila Prabhupada then told us, okay, then chant more rounds, chant 25 rounds. That used to be a commonly accepted practice, that devotees chant 25 rounds a day. If you can chant more, then do that. You have more rounds, more time, excuse me. You have extra time, so let's take advantage of that extra time that's given to us and chant Hare Krishna. That is the main purpose of fasting. The main purpose of fasting, one is to decrease the bodily demands, but also to take advantage and to actually glorify Krishna more. Everything is smarta vyam satatam vishnu. Everything is geared around increasing our practice and glorification of Krishna. If someone can stay up at night and do that, then that's very, very, very powerful. And then what is the result? What is the benefit of... Well, one is that we're in the practice of regulating our senses and our mind. Very, very good. It will help us advance in Krishna consciousness. We need to overcome vacho vegam, manasakrodha vegam, by following our regular fasts, and especially Ekadasi, which is the most regularly reoccurring fast. We really have an opportunity for serious tapasya. And it's good for us. We get spiritual benefit. Krishna says, Shatvantakatam Papam Janana Punya Karmanam. Those who are engaging in Punya Karma, this is Punya Karma, by all means. This is the best of the Punya Karmas that you can perform. Then what happens? It will help you in your bhajan. It will help you in your spiritual practices. It will help you directly by giving you a greater taste for chanting, by increased chanting. It will help you indirectly by controlling your mind and letting you, therefore, focus better on your devotional practices and spiritual life. And it will please Krishna. So this is the day of Hari Ekadasi. And just finally, before signing off on this, and tomorrow I will get back into questions, breaking Ekadasi fast. And I've mentioned this before, but let me mention it again, because I always find it. Devotees are, once again, you know, we fast and then, okay, let's get back into our old ways, and we just sit down and eat breakfast, and by eating grains we've broken fast. It's not a quality way of approaching the breakfast. Breakfast means we should really break the fast in a nice way, sit down, offer prayers, at least chant, say the Hare Krishna mantra, say the Prema Dvani, or Mangalacharan prayers, something like that, and offer obeisances, and then break fast with Jagannath Mahaprasadam or some other Mahaprasadam there. And after having done that, then you have breakfast, not just, you know, gung-ho, here we go again. And a happy Ekadasi to everyone. Wish you all the best for today, and continue on tomorrow. Hare Krishna.